This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Alaska Native corporations are still feeling the effects of congressional changes to a program that gives them special advantages in federal contracting. The corporations thought the program was working well before the changes, but critics said too many jobs went to non-Native subsidiaries and too few benefits went to Native shareholders. KNBA's Bethany Brunel reports.
The SBA 8A program allows advantages in federal contracting to businesses owned by Native American tribes, Native Hawaiians, and corporations created under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. It encourages government agencies to award contracts for goods and services to companies owned and controlled at least 51% by socially and economically disadvantaged individuals. The idea is to help the companies gain a foothold in the realm of government contracting. Kutraluk Bolton, Director of Government and Indigenous Relations with the NANA Corporation, says that the program has been fulfilling its purpose.
The program itself has been one of the most effective Native programs directed by the federal government ever, because we've created opportunities for business growth that simply weren't there before.
In 2009, Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, were awarded $4.4 billion in government contracts. That same year, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri called for an investigation into Alaska Native SBA 8A contracting. The Office of Inspector General, which conducted the investigation, found that more jobs were going to non-Native subsidiaries than to shareholders. But Bolton says the contracts help build infrastructure in small communities that one day will create opportunities for members.
I mean, when you go back to the rural part of Alaska, we have some very small populations, we have no infrastructure, and really no way to develop businesses. But by participating in the federal contracting, we can actually create opportunities and businesses that hopefully, eventually, our own people will be able to participate in more directly through working.
Still, McCaskill, who is the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight, called for changes. She sponsored legislation that requires procurement officers to develop written justification of SBA 8A sole source contracts totaling more than $20 million. Since her bill became law, Native corporations have seen a 60% drop in contract dollars. Meanwhile, several of the nation's top companies saw an increase in sole source contracts with federal agencies. Lockheed Martin, the nation's number one federal contractor, was awarded the greatest amount in contracts in 2012 to the tune of $17.4 billion. Boeing, the number two employer located in McCaskill's home state of Missouri, signed contracts worth a little more than $17 billion, and Raytheon received about $7 billion in contracts. For KNBA News, I'm Bethany Brunel.
A Native leader in education has passed away. Bernice Joseph of Fairbanks, originally from Nulato, died Tuesday morning after a long struggle with pancreatic cancer. She had served as vice chancellor of the College of Rural and Community Development at the University of Alaska Fairbanks since 2006, after serving as its executive dean starting in 2001. The college is home to six rural and community campuses that served more than 160 primarily Native communities. She was deputy commissioner of the Alaska Department of Community and Economic Development during the Tony Knowles administration. She had earned a master's degree in business administration from University of Alaska Fairbanks. Bernice Joseph was named Alaska Federation of Natives Citizen of the Year in 2012. At the AFN convention, she thanked her mother, who she said raised seven children in Nulato as a single parent and instilled in all of them a sense of the importance of education.
She's the one that really served as our guiding light and as a role model, going on to get her education. Even though she only had an eighth grade education, she made it through college and got her teaching degree and taught for 34 years out in the village of Nulato.
Joseph said her mother's example led to her own life's passion.
And I've been blessed to use my education in exciting, adventurous, challenging, and rewarding ways. And my annual rewards were not monetary, but they were traveling out to the communities to celebrate graduation.
Bernice Joseph is survived by her husband, Stuart, and children Stuart Jr. and Alice, and grandson, Derek. A celebration of life is scheduled for tomorrow at the Sacred Heart Cathedral in Fairbanks, followed by services in Nulato. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.